You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. Tracy, welcome to the AW360 podcast. I'm so pleased to have you on today.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So you're CEO of BSSP. For the uninitiated, that's Butler, Shine, Stern, and Partners. Do I have that correct?
You have that correct, yes.
And CEO, that's about as lofty a role as you can have at a place like BSSP. So tell us a little bit about BSSP and your role there.
Sure. I started my role here at BSSP 10 days before the pandemic. I don't recommend that to anyone, but nevertheless, here I was facing into shutting the office down. But my role here has been to really take us into the new legacy of leadership at BSSP. The founders, John, Greg, and Mike, are all at different stages in their life and different, investment circumstances with the agency itself. And they were ready to pass the baton of leadership. And they very much wanted to pass it to, a new generation of leadership, female leadership, and also somebody that understood the agency, having been here before in my past career.
Excellent. Well, I think the role of anyone in an agency has obviously evolved, just as agencies in general have evolved over time. And I imagine, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like the role of agencies overall has shifted pretty substantially due to the pandemic. How did you go about coping with all of that? I mean, that's a big new role at a very precarious time, both in terms of, our lives in the world and the way agencies work today.
Yeah, I would pin that down, honestly, Richard, to relationships. Growing up in account management all of my career, I think it's a thing I keep going back to, and building relationships and trust with people helps me to get through both good times and tough times. And it's what's at the center of having, the honest conversations we had to have with our clients on where their business was, what they needed from us, what we needed to do to help them get through it, as well as share with them what we were going through and decisions that we would have to make on our end, and really just building that collaborative steering, I guess, if you will, of interdependent teams.
So you're coming up on 30 years. BSSP is having their 30th anniversary. What has been sort of the evolution, not just in your time there, but over those 30 years, that is, I guess, both different now and same now?
I've always seen BSSP as almost as a platform. A platform that has a constant of values and a commitment to creativity and a commitment to talent. But sitting on top of that platform has been a willingness to constantly evolve. We were one of the first indies to bring in media back under the same roof. In 2003, we bought a digital agency. So it's always been this platform where people can innovate, experiment, bring their thinking, collaborate. And, I think that's been the secret sauce, if you will, for the staying power of 30 years. And it's also exactly how we need to see it to last the next 30 years, because the changes and the volatility and the disruption seems to only be getting faster paced.
Obviously, a lot has changed in the past 30 years. A lot has changed in the past, 15, 20 years. What sort of innovations are you using that you think have been very useful to you at BSSP versus things that, I don't want to say weren't useful, but things that, you know, you've kind of avoided that, you know, maybe just weren't as sticky with where you need to take BSSP in the road ahead?
Yeah, I think there's two prongs to that. The first is certainly AI is a big topic for everyone. And it is, we were an early adopter on it as well, if you want to call it that, because that was only a year ago. But we jumped right in, and at our size and our culture of experimentation, we sort of jumped right in and had a lot of open conversations around it, uncomfortable conversations. I think different people are in different stages of interest and acceptance with it. But we started to use it and apply it across the board in almost every department. Now, today, we've backed off in some areas, partly because we realized it was more than we were ready for. And partly it is it's the constant prioritization for the company to keep, you know, to make sure that we're moving forward and we're addressing all of our clients' needs while at the same time we're evolving us. But keeping AI at the forefront is one big piece of it. The other piece of it, I would say, I'm not even sure I would call it, quote, an innovation, but it's getting really good at partnering with other companies that do other things than we do, that have other skill sets than we do, and plugging them into us in a way that helps us maintain what we're good at, what's special about us, but also evolve and in working with others and embracing other skill sets. So I think it's those two things.
Yeah, it's an interesting parallel you bring up there when you talk about, you know, BSSP being more of a platform. You know, when I think of technologies, you know, there's open platforms, there's walled gardens. And one of the advantages of technology platforms that are open is, you know, they tend to succeed long term. Do you attribute that to being sort of a independent agency and, you know, being more nimble when you can be? I mean, does that contribute to that sort of openness?
It definitely contributes to it for sure. But I would also say that it is in the DNA of our culture. And, you know, in an odd way, I'd say it's our humbleness as an agency, our belief that we never overly drink our own Kool-Aid or that we have all the answers, that has made us more open and collaborative to bringing in folks from the outside.
Interesting. And that same sort of nimbleness, how does that help when it comes to scaling the business and dealing with new innovations as they come down? Is that an advantage? I mean, is it something where you kind of see something like you mentioned AI? I hate to bring up AI myself. I always let other people do it at this point, but I am always keen to talk about it. You know, if you're an early adopter of AI, what are you using it for now that is essential to growth at BSSP?
The main applications today are as a tool to lift our talent up out of more manual labor, mm-hmm. And to help us to envision ideas and sell them through, to help us put together. We are testing it out within new business to a degree right now. What we're learning is it has the places that are most interesting to us are exactly those areas where it allows us as people to do more higher level things, but also we are learning that you can't just plug it in and it's ready for prime time. It does take a period of time to train into it, if you will, the value that you want out of it. And so in that sense, we've actually slowed down, or maybe not slowed down, we've, I guess, become more realistic about how rapidly we're going to adopt AI across everything. We need to prioritize. We need to focus. We need to determine what's the next thing, and let's just focus on that one thing and get it implemented. So right now, the creative department uses it a lot, but new business is our next frontier of focus.
When you're working with, you know, your brand clients, and you work with some of the big names out there, how are they looking at AI? And then furthermore, how are they looking at your applications of it? Or for that matter, I mean, is it just a matter of them, you know, hey, let's work on this particular campaign. We want to sell X or get exposure to Y or Z, and they don't really care how you get there?
Our clients, I would say pretty much across the board, and it may come back to this idea that we build really strong, enduring relationships with our clients. But I feel like our clients are also searching for mm-hmm. the answers on how it impacts their business. And we're working on that together. So we share periodically, we'll share a report on how are we using it on their business and other businesses, and what are we finding? And so we're really in this idea swapping stage right now with our clients.
And how do you then in turn strategize and help make, you know, these great investments for your clients? I mean, is that different now? I mean, I'm sure it's probably different now than it was 30 years ago, but how has it evolved just since you've been CEO?
Look, it's a really interesting question too, because when you think about the backdrop of the industry right now and the economy, you know, these are some tough times still in the industry. There's not a lot of growth to be had out there. So, you know, I think we've gotten, again, I'll go back to, we've gotten really realistic about, let's take one step at a time, and let's make sure that step is really fully vetted and stabilized before we go to the next thing. So, and so our investment just follows that, right? We're up and running from a creative standpoint and leveraging a lot of the tools within creative, but as new business is the next frontier, that's where the investment goes. We don't try to do multiple applications at the same time, because I think that just spreads us too thin, and I think we won't learn enough. We won't go deep and learn enough and fully vet the application.
A lot of the listeners of this podcast are involved in some way, either running or working for independent agencies. What advice would you give them based on your learnings of just the past few years as CEO moving forward?
Oh, I think the advice that I would give other CEOs of independents is, let's partner together more. This is a very competitive industry. And yes, we do compete against each other, but I think there's so much power in us coming together and sharing more about each other, sharing perspectives on the industry, looking at opportunities together for supporting indies versus always looking through the lens of competing against each other. I think that there's a lot of power in coming together as independent leaders.
And my next question is technically in two parts. The first part is, you know, looking ahead. And, you know, I'm tempted to say looking ahead 30 years because it's been 30 years, but that's probably a little unrealistic at this point. But looking ahead just over the next several years, what do you foresee being BSSP's, and by extension your own, your biggest challenges?
I think the biggest challenge going forward is, how do we evaluate and maintain the skills and the talent that made us successful for the last 30 years, while determining who and what to add in to evolve it? And that comes down to cultural merging of different people, different skills, different perspectives. And we do try to, we constantly try to do that. And sometimes we get it wrong. Mm-hmm. And I would say that is, the industry has never been more complex. So it requires It requires constantly evolving, but it's evolving without breaking.
And in the same time period, and if you'd like, you can go 30 years. I don't recommend it, but what are you most looking forward to? What are you anticipating? What would really make you happy to see?
Oh, what makes me happy to see is how creativity is, it's so elastic. It can stretch across anything. And we've always had creative at our core, and creative is, you know, at our heart. And that never goes away. It's just going to keep popping up in new ways. And that's what makes me most excited.
And my last question, and this is something I always like to ask everybody within any size agency. But, you know, once upon a time when we thought of ads, we thought of, you know, newspapers, magazines, television, radio. That was really it. Anymore, we think of all of those, and then we think of, you know, 10 times those when it comes to, you know, digital. How do you at BSSP, number one, sort of deal with all of those complexities, all of those different platforms, all of those different spaces that brands need to be in? And what is your advice to people who are also, you know, either struggling with that or looking for new inspiration or creative ways to explore within those platforms?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say that what has made us successful in dealing with all the different channels and the complexity is being good at bringing different skill sets to the table from the very beginning and working together, not working in a departmental, a linear departmental way, but really blending teams of different folks together early and helping them create a common language to work through solutions. So in that, you can bring people to the table that understand many different kinds of channels, and they're working hand in hand with creatives and consumer experts, and they're fluidly ideating, and I think that's also why we can plug in outside partners as well, because we're just used to fluidly blending different people from the very beginning of a project. And that would be the same thing that I would recommend to others moving through it. I don't think any one person could be an expert on all of this. So it stands to reason that getting really good at bringing different folks together and standing up teams and helping them to be successful is the solution to a complex world.
Well, Tracy, I love that answer. You know, just this whole sense of, you know, collaboration and elimination of silos and all of that very much speaks to where I personally would love to see the industry going. So, you know, on that note, I thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. This was great.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.